You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm joined on the phone now by Janet Brevard. She's the Programs and Exhibits Director at the Museums of Historic Hopkinsville Christian County. Thanks so much for being on Sounds Good, Janet.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm glad to be with you.
And we have a very interesting event to talk about coming up Saturday at 1 p.m. It's Lunch in the Cemetery, and at first glance, that might not be the most appropriate place to have lunch, but this event has a very long and an historic history about it. Tell us about when the event began and how this very unique experience came to be.
Okay. Well, sometimes we call them supper in the cemetery as well. This time it will be a lunch in the cemetery. But in 1997 is when our museum sort of gave birth to this idea of having an event in the cemetery, which would be an effort to tell the story of our community and the personalities who've made it such an interesting place. And so it would just be a unique and creative way to present it. And we just began with inviting the participants to bring their lawn chairs, and we gathered around in the graveyard and had a meal together, and then proceeded to traverse around certain portions of the cemetery, and our county historian would tell about the significant or the individual dearly departed people that we would come upon. And in that way, we just it was just a very good way to learn about the people in our community and how who made our community. So through the years, we've enhanced our cemetery programs. We do have actors that participate, and the meals are always delicious. We always begin or end with a meal, just depending on the time of day. And it's very, very it's entertaining, and a very good way to just learn about the history of the community through the actors depicting the dearly departed. So this Saturday, we are having a lunch in the cemetery at Rosedale Cemetery in Pembroke, Kentucky, which is just a short distance from downtown Hopkinsville. And that will begin at 1 o'clock. And some of our dearly departed residents that will be represented will be a banker and include a Civil War veteran. We'll have an undertaker and a newspaper correspondent as well, and there'll be some more represented. So we'll enjoy a summer picnic lunch of fried chicken with appropriate fixings and a delicious dessert. And again, everyone brings their own lawn chair, and we are taking reservations from now until noon Friday. So you can call the Museums of Hopkinsville at area code 270-887-4270. And we do have ticket prices that are $15 for general admission and $13 for museum members.
So paint the picture, when one arrives for the lunch at the cemetery, what's the first thing that the guests are going to encounter?
The guests will come and settle themselves around the portion of Rosedale Cemetery that we have selected to highlight. We'll get situated and enjoy, go through the line and enjoy a delicious picnic lunch. And then, as we finish up the lunch, then we will all be escorted around to the different areas of the cemetery where we come upon our dearly departed, and we just quietly and amazingly stand and listen to that individual and learn about who they were and how they contributed to the community of Pembroke.
Well, did the idea originate from the fact that there had been so many, I guess, interesting and unique people to have lived in the area? Did you think, wow, we have all of these people who have been here, let's build something around this? Or was the event the first idea, and then you discovered the rich history of some of the residents of the area?
Well, I believe it began with realizing the notable individuals in our community and how to perpetuate their contributions and spread the word of these individuals in our community. And a visit to the cemetery came into the idea, and I think then that's how it began. From there, it was a very popular idea. People are very interested in coming out and joining us. From there, it went to the enhancement of the actors, and it just has become a very one of our most popular events that we present here at the museum.
Do you have a contingency plan in case of rain?
In case of rain, we, if it's just lightly raining, we invite everyone to bring their umbrella with them, and we'll proceed on. If it's a heavy rain, we will most likely postpone the event.
Well, let's hope for clear skies ahead.
Yes.
Again, that's Saturday at 1 o'clock, and it's in Pembroke. For museum members, it's a $13 charge, and for non-members, it's $15. And reservations can be made at 270-887-4270. And that's the lunch at the cemetery. I want to also talk about the coverlet program coming up at the museum on June 11th. Tell us about that.
Yes, June 11th, that's a Tuesday afternoon from 1:30 to 3. We will have speakers from the Henry Ford Museum from Dearborn, Michigan. They are retired from there, but now they're lead volunteers. But they are Christine and Richard Jarian. Christine is a textile historian, and Richard Jarian, her husband, is a weaving master. And they will be talking about the American hand-woven coverlets, the history of them, how they were constructed through the use of the Jacquard loom. And it will just be a very interesting presentation. It'll be filled with lots of illustrated PowerPoint presentation. The neat thing is that we invite the audience to bring their own coverlets, and Richard and Christine Jarian will look over your coverlet and give you bits of information relating to the possible history of your coverlet. And some people may think that they don't have a woven coverlet. But if you have been passed down a Lindsay Woolsey blanket through the family, that, in fact, is a woven coverlet. So I encourage anyone with Lindsay Woolsey blankets to bring them. They are a combination of linen and wool that have been woven together into a pattern. And so that is an American woven coverlet. This presentation is also free, and it will be at the Pennyroyal Area Museum, which is our general history museum here in downtown Hopkinsville. And again, that is from 1:30 to 3.
Well, Janet, sounds like you've got a couple of very exciting events coming up, and we appreciate you taking a few moments with us on Sounds Good today.
Oh, certainly. I'm glad to be with y'all.
That's Janet Brevard, the Programs and Exhibits Director for the Museums of Historic Hopkinsville and Christian County, talking about some events coming up. The first one is the Lunch in the Cemetery. It is Saturday at 1 o'clock at Pembroke Cemetery. And you can have more information, including a way to get reservations at 270-887-4270.